Well, in a real blow to environmentalists, the Obama administration has given Shell the green light to start drilling for oil in the Arctic this summer, off the Alaskan coast in the Chukchi Sea. The approval comes just days before a planned protest of the drilling in Seattle, and it comes after another approval permit was granted to Shell in 2012 and then rescinded after the company failed to meet safety standards. Abigail Ross Hopper is director of the Interior Department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. Abigail, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And comment on that recent history first. As you well know, one of Shell's rigs ran aground in that first exploration, had to be towed. In your review, your department review, rather, it said that Shell failed in basic requirements, and Shell agreed that it was unprepared for the treacherous waters in the Arctic, and that's something environmentalists were saying. So what's changed? You know, why the permit now?
Well, I think a fair number of things have changed since 2012. We have learned a lot of important lessons, and all of those lessons have been incorporated into the authorization that we gave Shell yesterday. One of the changes is that they have been required to submit an integrated operations plan. The Chukchi is an incredibly harsh environment, very different from the Gulf of Mexico, and Shell has had to tell us holistically, so from the beginning of the process all the way through demobilization, how they're going to handle their contractors, how they're going to handle all those vessels, how they're going to handle safety. And so that holistic approach is different than what they did in 2012. And that was one of the main findings of our review.
You mentioned the Gulf of Mexico, and of course, that's where the Deepwater Horizon explosion occurred. 11 men died in the accident, and then the devastation up and down the coast. And yes, as you just said, critics like Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey say it doesn't make sense to expand oil drilling in risky areas like the Arctic, 50-foot waves, freezing water and storms, but also it's very remote, the nearest Coast Guard station 1,000 miles away. So is that addressed in that plan you required? Who's going to respond if there is an accident?
Right. Senator Markey is correct. It is a very different environment. And so we have some different rules that apply up in the Arctic. Basically, you're right, there isn't the infrastructure that there is in the Gulf of Mexico. And so everything that Shell needs, they need to take with them into the Chukchi Sea. So there will be two rigs. Shell's plan is for both of them to be drilling. But they provide a relief well capacity for the other. They bring icebreakers with them. They bring sort of all the safety equipment with them. That's different than obviously how it happens in the Gulf of Mexico. And so if you know, it's unlikely that there will be an incident, but if one were to occur, they have what they need there. One of the other differences is that there are limits on the drilling season, when they can actually be in the hydrocarbon zone. As you know, the Chukchi Sea ices over for much of the year. And so we want to make sure that, in the unlikely event that something were to happen, there's enough time left to fix it in that drilling season. And so Shell has to stop drilling into the hydrocarbon zone 34 to 38 days before we anticipate the ice freezing up the sea. And so that obviously is a really different way of operating than we do in other places.
A limited permit. Well, do you worry about the support system needed for an operation like this? Seattle Mayor Ed Murray announced last week that the Port of Seattle would need a different kind of permit to host the Shell equipment that Shell wants to keep in the port there. You know, there's a protest, as we said, coming up, and that's what it's about. What happens if Seattle says Shell can't keep their ships there? Is there a chance that opposition could dismantle this?
I think Shell's probably in a better position than I am to figure out where they're going to keep their ships. That's not something that's within our purview. But I do think the conversation that we're having in our country about sort of where our energy comes from and how we use it is an important one. And so I think it's really relevant to be talking about this. We use an incredible amount of energy in our country to fuel our economy and to fuel our business and our way of life. And so, we need to be thoughtful about where we get that energy from. It doesn't just appear magically. And so the resources in the Arctic and in the Chukchi Sea specifically are really significant. And so as a national energy policy, utilizing the resources we have here in our country is an important part of energy security and our national security. And so this is all part of a larger conversation, obviously, that's happening around our country.
Well, and we can hear from you that you're in the position of having to decide how to bring that energy that the, you know, Americans demand. And, you know, while environmentalists have praised President Obama and your department for instance, calling for coal-fired power plants to reduce greenhouse gases, they're hugely critical of this. Also, hoping he will rule their way on the Keystone XL pipeline. Is there any kind of a quid pro quo here? Can people read tea leaves that, well, okay, maybe you okay the Arctic and don't okay the Keystone?
I don't think it's nearly as simple as that. I think the president has made some incredibly important decisions regarding the Arctic and the pristine environment there. He withdrew certain areas of the Arctic from oil and gas development, other areas in Alaska as well. I think the larger conversation about balance and about how we balance our environmental resources and our precious natural resources and yet still provide energy to our citizens is that's the balance that's happening. I wouldn't suggest that it's a quid pro quo in any way.
Abigail Ross Hopper, Director of the Interior Department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking with you.